Everything that we celebrate in these holy days, the Triduum, all comes back to love. And love in a specific way. This is the love of God that redeems the world, that saves you and me. It's the love that every other authentic human love rests on and draws from. So we do well to pay attention to what this love looks like. And tonight and tomorrow, to the Easter Vigil and the celebrations on Easter Sunday, we'll see different aspects of this love. Tonight, this love is all about presence. The presence of God. Think about it. Someone who loves someone always wants to be near that person that they love. It drives people to do even crazy things. Driving through the night to get home for the birthday party. Paying exorbitant amounts of money for an airline ticket to surprise one's parents. Parents staying up all night to be with their little one. Grandparents, new grandparents, right? Can't sleep because they want to see the little one. Love is presence. And love like that is always so creative, it can't be contained. And Jesus loves like that, to the extreme. In the gospel tonight, we hear John say, he loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The Latin is ad extremis, to the extreme. What does this extreme love look like? Well, it's a love that creates a way to be present. So Jesus does something that had never been done before, but has been done ever since. His creative love created a way to be present to you and to me. And he took bread, and he said the blessing, and he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which will be given up for you." And then he takes the cup of wine, and he says the blessing, and he says, "This is my blood, which will be poured out for you." And from that moment, everything moving forward changes. Jesus has always been present to his church in that beautiful, mysterious, sacramental way. The first Mass, the same Mass that we celebrate. This Mass is just a representation of what Jesus inaugurated in that upper room on Holy Thursday so many, many years ago. But it's the same love, because it's the same Lord. And that love has a content for you and for me tonight. It is first and foremost a free gift that we should relish in. I love that the tabernacle is visible from the outside as students walk by, as people walk by on this campus. That the Lord is present, that he is here, that he is with us. That's a gift. Undeserved, absolutely undeserved. But that's what love does. Love gives gifts, and love gives gifts not just in things, but in terms of people. The lover always gives himself. So Jesus gives himself. And for us to receive the gift means to become like the giver. Let me say it again. For us to receive the gift means to become like the giver. And so then tonight's gospel. Here is Jesus, who is in full possession of his faculties and of all his power. fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. This isn't Jesus who is trembling. This is Jesus who knows what he is about. So in full command, as the Lord of the universe, as the teacher and the master, rightly called, he gets up and he does something. He takes off his outer garment and he ties a towel around his waist and he washes his disciples' feet as a slave would. And just as in the Eucharist, Jesus does something new that changes the reality of human history, so too this, because here is ultimate power. Here is the only real strength that matters, the only thing that lasts, the one who is sovereign over all. And he demonstrates his power by bending down, by serving. And friends, that's where the real power in the world is all the time. The real power is in the ones who are strong enough to bend the knee, to get down beneath others, and to serve them so as to lift them up. That's the pattern. That's the way of the Eucharist. The all-powerful Lord who hides himself in what looks like bread and looks like wine. The all-powerful Lord who holds all things in existence, who meets me and meets you and washes our feet, serves us. And by the way, sometimes it's hard to let ourselves be served. We're like Peter. You'll never wash my feet. You'll never see that part of my body. This isn't appropriate. And just like to Peter, Jesus would say to us, unless I serve you, you can't be a part of this whole thing. We have to let ourselves be served. We have to be humble enough because Jesus is going to show us a new way to be, a new way to live. And if he serves us, only then, but especially then, will we be the right hearts to serve others? Because we'll be serving from the gift that we have received, the gift of God's love for us, which comes undeserved, unexpected, in new and creative ways, that gift that creates in us true servant hearts. That's the pattern. That's the gift. That's what tonight is all about. So may we joyfully receive the gift tonight. Undeserved, unexpected. Love is presence. Jesus is present to you and to me. Love is service. Jesus, who bends down so to lift you up, he bends down to exalt you tonight. Just receive the gift. Don't overthink it. Receive the gift. And then, friends, then we'll be sent. And we'll be sent to do exactly what Jesus does for us, to those outside, to the waiting world. We'll be sent with hearts full of love, hearts ready to serve, hearts desiring to serve, just as much as Jesus wants to serve us tonight. What a gift, then. That's how the world changes. Because Jesus started something that could not stop and would not stop. Let him love you. Let him prepare your heart. And then let him lead you to a life like his.